Radio.
Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. So stick around, because we've got a fantastic show.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted. Silent prayer.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. It seems the more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's D-U-C-T-Z, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in six states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by Service Brands International. And Service Brands International is a family of franchise concepts, which include Molly Maid, 1-800-DRY-CLEAN, Mr. Handyman, and Ducts. And Don, welcome back to our third show of the year for 2007. How's your week going so far, my friend?
Yeah, fine, Marty. Same to you. Things are going good. Pretty well. It's getting to be a pretty busy month, I guess. This is always busy, the month of January, I guess. It's a new year, I guess.
Right.
People have new goals, and I guess people are looking at buying businesses, franchises, so always our phone activity picks up a little bit. I'm really looking forward to today's interview, hearing about Garlic Gyms and their success story. Should be pretty interesting.
Yeah, as I said, I think we're going to be hungry after this interview, Don. So it's... last show, Don, we got to meet with Rob Goggins of Service Brands International, and it was a great interview. What were your thoughts on last week's show?
Well, he definitely got a lot of work on his hands. Having the four concepts all doing well. And being home services, I think they're in a nice niche.
I agree.
You know, homeowners need these services. And, you know, really knowledgeable guy, nice guy. I think he really likes his job. And I think they got a nice future. I think he mentioned they're also going to be adding some other home services in the future. So
yeah, that should be interesting. That makes a lot of sense too. You know, it's I thought it would be, they're a franchise down with a definitely strong corporate culture and leadership. You know, it's David McKinnon, he's the CEO of Service Brands, and he was voted Entrepreneur of the Year by the IFA, I think it was several years ago. And one of their franchises, Ducks, is now the largest duck cleaner in the country. So, you know, and they're in the business of saving people time, you know, which, as you said, is a niche. And time is certainly, you and I both know this, a precious commodity, you know. So, yeah, I expect great things from them. I think you're going to see that company really grow, you know.
I purposely didn't tell my wife that I interviewed them because she's
expecting
me to use Molly Maids.
Oh, you see, well, Connie already, yeah. Connie knew that we interviewed them, so she's already.
We got to do it with the kids, and, you know,
I agree.
It's a great service. They've been around for years, so.
Yeah,
interesting interview. Hopefully we'll speak to him again.
Yeah, it's funny you mention that because, yeah, Con said the same thing. She said, you know, she wanted to get the ducks clean, you know, and I said, God, we've only been here, you know, 2 years. It's
That's important, yeah.
Absolutely, you know. So what do you have going on today, Don? I know we got a great show today and over the next couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Today, as we discussed, we're meeting with Garlic Jim's Famous Gourmet Pizza, their CEO, Dwayne Northrup.
Great.
Garlic Jim's has figured out how to make delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time, Marty, provide excellent and fast service to your door, which...
That's their niche, absolutely.
In the business, you got to make sure you fine-tune every aspect of the business. We'll talk to them about that. They perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery.
That's got to be difficult to do, Don. You know, that's why I'm so interested in, you know, speaking to Dwayne. You know, they definitely have a niche in the market. You know, I mean, here you are, gourmet pizza, you know, and they come up with the science of delivering it fast, you know. So that's great. I don't know any other company that's doing that. So that should be very interesting.
Next week, we'll be meeting with Michael Kleinmeier and Don Marks of Papa Lock. And Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world with 130 franchises in 37 states, serving a total population of more than 100 million in 2,500 cities.
Yeah, that should be interesting. And you have your story, too, Don, which we're all looking forward to hear, you know, next week, you know, because you've had a personal crisis of being locked out of your home, you know.
Oh, it was a nightmare. So something that should be pretty simple. You know, you have to wait a little bit of time. You made a mistake. You deal with it. But the whole thing turned into a whole bunch of phone calls and hours. And, yeah, I'm definitely going to tell that story.
Yeah, absolutely. That was like
making me a little angry thinking about it.
There you go. That was on Easter, too, wasn't it, Don? Was it on a holiday?
Yeah, it was on some important day.
I remember, yeah.
I wish I could just have just called the quick Papa Lock guy and come right over quickly and take care of it. So we'll talk to these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. That should be a great show as well. One of the subjects we discussed last week, Don, is the Uniform Franchise Offering Circular. And you know, if you're seriously considering buying a franchise, it's very important to have a very good understanding of the Franchise Offering Circular, which is commonly referred to as a UFOC. That's a word that you have to learn if you are interested in buying a franchise. And what it is, as a reminder, it's a document that covers 23 areas that one would need to know to make an intelligent decision on buying the franchise. And again, we have all the 23 elements listed on our website, franchiseinterviews.com. But for today's show, I wanted to discuss item number 20 on the UFOC. And item 20 lists current as well as former franchisee outlets. And what it is, it's a list of the total number of franchise outlets and supplies the names, the addresses, and the telephone numbers of at least 100 franchisees. It wouldn't, you know, list all of them. You know, I mean, again, you have some franchises like, I think McDonald's is up to about 32,000 restaurants. So McDonald's in their UFOC agreement wouldn't list all 32,000, obviously, you know. But it tells you how many outlets have in the last 3 years been transferred to new owners, canceled, terminated, or acquired by the franchisor. So it's a very important element of the UFOC agreement. So you have this list with the names and the phone numbers of current and former franchisees. And so, you know, now what do you do with that? Well, you know, what I recommend is, you know, is call them up. And, you know, how many? Well, as many as possible, I think, to make an intelligent decision on, you know, the whole key to buying a franchise, you know, and a lot of our guests have emphasized this is, you know, research, research, research.
Right, now, the due diligence.
Absolutely. I mean, the more information you have, the more people you speak to. I mean, if you speak to one person, you know, you're not really going to get an accurate picture of what's going on with the franchise. But if you speak to 20 of them or 30 of them, and again, this takes time to do. But again, you want to make sure that there's a match. So,
yeah, that's so important. Full disclosure, listing all the other franchises, mm-hmm. so people considering that franchise can call up the people, find out
absolutely
how things went with them and how successful they are. It just helps in them making a decision. So the UFOC is so important. By law, people have to get it when they're first looking at and investigating possible investment in a franchise, and having those list of franchisees is a real key aspect of the UFOC.
I agree, absolutely. You know, and if you're looking to buy, like, it depends on the category too, Don. I mean, if you're looking to buy a food franchise, it's probably not a good idea to call during, you know, lunch hour. You know, if you're looking to buy a McDonald's and you call up at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, not a good idea, you know. And what you should do is, you know, call up, introduce yourself, let the franchisee know that you're interested in joining their club, you know, because they were in the same position once as well. And I think you'll be surprised at how helpful many of the franchisees are, you know, to give information, you know. And we have a list of questions. I think what we're going to have to do, Don, is we'll have to have a whole show on the UFOC agreement, you know, or kind of combine that with obtaining franchise financing show. You know, I think you and I are just going to have to do a whole show ourselves, because we can't go over everything in the UFOC. But some of the questions that you should ask, I just made a list of them here, and I'll go over them kind of quickly. And again, they are posted on our website, franchiseinterviews.com. One, how long has the franchisee operated the franchise? You know, have they been with the franchise 2 years, or have they been with the franchise 9 years? And, you know, someone who has been with the franchise 9 years might give you better information on the industry because they have more experience, you know. What was their background prior to becoming the franchisee? You know, were they in the industry, or were they not in the industry? You know, it's just one thing that I've learned, Don, you know, over the last, you know, 2 years of writing the newsletter. You know, it's interesting to see a lot of people coming from corporate America, you know, and buying a hair salon franchise, or, you know, things like that. It's just
going into something completely different than what they did.
Absolutely.
Management experience, but doing something different. So
absolutely.
But that's why they're investing in a franchise. They're getting the support, training, all that. So.
Exactly, and that's what people need to understand. You know, you could also ask about, you know, where the franchise is located. You know, are they on a main street, or are they located in a strip mall? You know, for some franchises, location is very important. Was the training the franchisor offered helpful in getting the business off the ground? That's very important. One of my favorite questions, Don, is what is a typical day like as a, you know, whatever franchise it might be? You know, it's, in fact, that's a question that we ask all our guests when we have them on the show. You know, what's a typical day like? You know, it's
right.
Very interesting.
Right. Or the one right before that, is the franchisor responsive to your needs as an ongoing basis, mm-hmm. once they're open? I mean, that's a, you know, that's key.
Absolutely, certainly. Let's see. Were there any expenses that you didn't anticipate? How do you feel about the quality of the product or the service? Most franchisors have regional or annual meetings. I would ask them if they attend the meetings, and what are the meetings like? How much money do they spend on advertising? And another question, knowing what you know, would you make the same investment again? Again, there's so many questions you should ask, you know, and again, these are just a couple of them. And again, you can go to our website, franchiseinterviews.com, and, you know, check out those questions. But very, very important. So, you know, again, we'll talk about that more in future shows as well. You know, I think it's a very important topic to certainly discuss.
Due diligence, yeah.
Absolutely. I know you had some interesting articles too, Don. I think we talked a little bit yesterday about, was it McDonald's, wasn't it?
Yeah. At a Chicago Tribune article written by John Schmelzer, talking about Boston market could be for sale. McDonald's return to basics and diversification move. McDonald's Corp may be putting its Boston market restaurant chain up for sale, continuing its back-to-basics focus on hamburgers that has helped the company improve sales and stock performance in recent years. Oak Brook-based McDonald's said in a statement Thursday it was evaluating Boston Market this year. The burger giant originally acquired Boston Market, Marty, for $173 million in a bankruptcy auction nearly 7 years ago as part of a move to diversify. And now they're saying they're beginning to look at potential options and will explore their alternatives for 07, said a spokesman, Walt Riker. Riker said the company's priority continues to be the McDonald's brand since our revitalization began. Mm-hmm. We have successfully shifted our organizational resources towards our plan to win.
Ooh.
That's a nice slogan, plan to win.
Absolutely, yeah, I can remember that one.
The move to explore a sale virtually closes the chapter on the diversification strategy launched by McDonald's and CEO Jack Greenberg. Because mm-hmm. what's interesting, Marty, during a period of 2 years, they bought controlling interest in Boston Market, Chipotle Mexican Grill, franchise called Donato's Pizza,
mm-hmm.
and also Fasoli's Italian fast food restaurants, and then another sandwich chain. So they really went out and started diversifying, getting involved in all these other businesses.
Right.
And I guess they're seeing now that, hey, maybe let's just get back to our focus of just doing what we do best.
Right, get back to the core of their business, absolutely.
Right.
That's
right.
Interesting.
So, since McDonald's acquired Boston Market, it has slimmed down the chain down to about 630 restaurants in 28 states. McDonald's launched partnerships with a number of grocery chains to supply Boston Market branded meals to their deli department. So,
right.
So we'll see what happens with that development. I really like Boston Market myself.
Yeah, I don't see too many of them around anymore, you know, not in this area of PA anyway, you know. But, I was a big fan myself, actually.
Yeah, so that was interesting with the big company there has stuff going on. I have something else here, Marty. Out of Franchise Times, children's educational programs on the rise. I have a lot of experience through my financing in dealing with these children's educational franchises. And it says here children's educational programs have seen double-digit growth in a number of franchise units in each of the last 4 years.
Wow.
Over 5 years, the industry reports a 43% growth in franchise units. So that's a pretty big growth.
Significant growth, absolutely.
In 2005, there was a total of 3,821 total franchise units for 11% yearly growth, but 43% over a five-year period. They're basically saying that's mainly from about the five largest franchises. There's a few we talked about, like the Goddard School, Huntington Learning Centers, Kumon, Oxford Learning Center, Tutoring Club, Mathnasium. I'm listing a few here, but that's an interesting article. I know through my financing SBA, they have a very low failure rate. Lenders like these children's educational franchises.
Right.
It's just a high-growth industry, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
Absolutely.
Those type of numbers, that type of growth.
Yeah, that's a great article.
I just want to remind people the International Franchise Expo show starts tomorrow.
Okay. That's right. That's the one in Miami, Don.
Right. Miami Beach Convention Center goes on tomorrow through Sunday. It's a great show. There's three around the country yearly. We exhibit at the one in Washington coming up a few months, which we'll be talking about. But that starts tomorrow. That's the Franchise Expo South at Miami Beach Convention Center. So they'll probably have a pretty good show there. I think we mentioned it last week. I think it's the first time they're having the show.
Yeah,
this particular show down at that location down in Miami. So.
Oh, absolutely. I think next year we're going to have to plan to do a show down there, Don. You know, we'll have to go down there and do a live show from Miami, you know. That'll be a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, sign autographs and everything.
Absolutely, yeah. There you go. You know, we'll have a lot more listeners. But I think this is the first time they're doing a show in Miami, to my knowledge, Don. You know?
Yeah, they've always had the East Coast and West Coast, East Coast being in Washington, D.C., where the IFA is based out of, and then they have a show in California, the West Coast Expo, which has been around for years. So something else I want to discuss in the Entrepreneur Magazine, we've been kind of talking about this the last few weeks, the Franchise 500. I want to mention the top 25 new franchises, and real quick, a franchise called iSolve that came in at number one as a top 25.
Great. Marty. Yeah. I think I saw that, yeah. Maybe we can actually give that list at the end of the show today, Don. I think what we'll do here is we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back. And you're listening to Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. Deep inside your heart, always searching for.